morning, everybody. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are still around knee-high in most spots, with a couple lucky bigger sets and the standouts, but that AM high tide is bogging things down this morning, so you might want to keep an eye on this afternoon's low tide for a better shot. We have light morning southwest winds that are going to turn southeast and build a little for the afternoon, and that could add just a little bit of wind swell size. For this weekend, we're just a touch bigger, a little more chance of a thigh-high wave every once in a while with onshore winds that are going to add a little chop to the small surf out there. Looking ahead, small start next week as well. We could see a little side swell from Dolly around the midweek, probably like Wednesday or so, but don't expect too much up from it. Just a little extra energy in the water, a little longer period, maybe a little more of those like more thigh-high, could possibly be a waist-high set out there. But yeah, that's going to be about it. It's probably just going to be Wednesday and then drop off pretty quick. And there's no real guarantee we're going to get it because, like I said earlier, this storm kind of got pushed down into an area where it's getting killed off. And it's just not going to produce a whole lot of energy, which is kind of surprising because normally a wave like this would have done pretty decently. But, you know, this year with that El Nino pushing everything down, it's just killing off these storms. I mean, this wave probably will have enough energy to make it into the Gulf. And though I doubt it's going to reform because it's still in that line of wind shear, it's been chugging right along. That just kind of shows the potential it had. And if this would have been a different year, that could have probably been a pretty good sized hurricane. So I'll be back next week, give you guys an update on that little pulse of energy that should be showing up around the midweek. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That is the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. Have a great weekend, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.